Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a hot pants style percussion layer in Ableton Live 12, and then pushing it into full jungle and old school DNB territory with resampling workflows. Now, the big idea here is simple, but it's powerful. We are not just adding another loop on top of a break. We are creating a living percussion layer that can glue the drum break together, add contrast, and become an arrangement tool. That means the part needs to move, evolve, and react to the track as it develops. This approach is especially useful in drum and bass, because if a loop just repeats the same way for too long, the energy flattens out. But if you build a percussion layer that can be played, printed, chopped, and reprinted, you suddenly have something that feels much more like a classic jungle production technique. It gets dusty, syncopated, and full of that frantic heads down motion. So let's start at the source. You want a funk sample or percussion loop with strong transient detail. The Hot Pants vibe works well because it has that recognizable funk pocket and enough rhythmic character to chop into useful fragments. Look for hats, ghost hits, rim clicks, snare details, little conga-style accents, anything with movement and attitude. Drop the sample onto an audio track in Ableton Live 12. If it needs warping, do it carefully. For this kind of old-school feel, you usually want to preserve the transient shape rather than forcing everything perfectly onto the grid. If the sample is too clean, add a little character before you slice it. A touch of saturator, maybe a few dB of drive, or a little drum bus with subtle crunch, can help the source behave more like break material and less like a polished loop. The goal here is not perfection. The goal is attitude. Next, drag that sample into simpler and switch it into slice mode. This is where the fun starts. Slice by transients first, then tighten up the markers manually if the loop is too dense. You're looking for individual hat ticks, ghost notes, short funk accents, little rhythmic flicks that can be played like drum hits. Keep the playback style in classic if you want it to feel more sample authentic, and use trigger mode for one-shot style behavior. As a starting point, keep the attack very short, decay short, and release short too. You want tight, punchy playback, not a long washed-out sample loop. If the source is overly bright or sharp, use the filter in simpler to tame the top a little. If you want a brighter jungle sheen, open it up more. This is one of those moments where the sound design is really about the role of the layer. Is it supposed to be dusty and tucked behind the break, or sharp enough to cut through the drop? Now we move into programming. Create a MIDI clip and write a support rhythm, not a second main drum loop. This is a really important mindset shift. The Hot Pants layer should behave like a rhythmic accent track. It's there to answer the break, not duplicate it. Start with a two-bar pattern. Put hats on the offbeats. Add ghosted hits just before the snares. Drop in a few syncopated accents near the end of the bar. Leave space. That space is what lets the main break breathe. In jungle, the magic often comes from placing percussion where the main break is weaker. Think between the snare hits or in the tail of a phrase. For rollers, you can lean a little more towards steady motion. But either way, resist the urge to cram too much in. If the groove feels stiff, try shaping velocity before you reach for heavy quantization changes. In breakbeat music, velocity contrast often matters more than perfect grid alignment. A few hits landing slightly behind the beat can make the whole thing feel more human and more played. You can also use groove pool swing if needed. A little swing can help the pattern breathe, but don't overdo it. You want movement, not a cartoon shuffle. And here's a good advanced trick: duplicate the MIDI clip, then shift one or two notes by a tiny amount. Just that tiny push-pull can make the part feel much less mechanical. At this point, you can already hear the layer starting to sit on top of a break. But now we make it more interesting. Set up a resampling track and record your percussion performance into Audivo. This is where the workflow becomes very DNB. You play the MIDI part, move a few controls, tweak the filter, automate some movement, and print the result. That printed audio is no longer just a pattern. It becomes material. This is the classic play, print, chop. We contextualize move, record a few passes if you can. One dry version, one processed version, maybe one with a little more movement. Keep your takes organized so you can come back to them later. When you capture multiple movement states, like dry, filtered, overdriven, or reverb printed, you give yourself a lot more arrangement flexibility down the line. Once you've recorded the resample, listen back and start thinking like a sampler editor. Maybe there's a great fill hiding in the last half bar. Maybe one accidental hit sounds amazing when reversed. Maybe a short tail can become a transition accent. In jungle and old school DNB, These kinds of mistakes are often the things that create the character. Now let's shape the sound. Put your main processing on a percussion bus if possible. That keeps the layer cohesive. Start with EQ8 and high pass out the low junk, so the percussion doesn't cloud the kick or sub. Depending on the source, that might be somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz. If the upper mids are pokey, make a gentle dip around the 2.5 to 5 kHz area. If the top end needs some air, a small lift around 8 to 12 kHz can help. Then add drum bus for a little drive and transient shaping. You don't need to crush it. A little goes a long way. Saturator is great here too, especially with soft clip-on. Again, keep it controlled unless you deliberately want a dirtier pass. Glue compressor can work nicely as well, but only for a touch of cohesion. You're aiming for maybe 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction. If you flatten the life out of the hits, back off. The key is to preserve the movement. This layer should still breathe. Now let's bring in automation, because this is where the percussion becomes an arrangement tool instead of just a groove. Automate an auto filter cutoff to build tension. Automate utility width to narrow the layer in breakdowns and open it in drops. Use short reverb sends at the end of phrases. Throw in a quick beat repeat burst before a transition. Maybe an echo throw on one hit here and there. For old school jungle, subtle movement often works better than huge effects. You don't want the percussion to scream, "Look at me." You want the listener to feel the energy rising and shifting almost instinctively. Once the processed layer is working, print it again. Resample the bus. Now you've got a second generation audio file that carries the sound design, the movement, and the grit. This is where you can really start shaping it into fills and accents. Slice that resampled audio into simpler again if you want, and pull out the best bits. Reverse a few fragments. Transpose selected hits down a semitone or two if you want a darker feel. Stretch a tiny tail for a ghostly wash. Add a touch of redux or erosion if the source needs more dusty edge or digital grime. If you want an even more old-school result, try a little bit depth or sample rate degradation. Just a little. The idea is to make it feel like a sample that has lived a life, not a sterile modern percussion loop. Now we're at the blending stage. Test the layer against your main break and bass line. Collapse to mono and make sure the rhythm still reads. If it disappears in mono, the stereo spread may be too much, or the layer may be fighting the break too hard. Keep the low end clean, and make sure the percussion sits above the kick and sub rather than muddying them. If you have a Reese bass line or a sustained bass part, let the percussion occupy the higher rhythmic space. That call and response relationship is really important. When the bass holds, the percussion can chatter. When the bass hits hard, the percussion should leave room. This is especially effective in a 174 BPM jungle or roller context. The percussion layer should feel like a top-end engine, not a second drum kit battling for attention. Now think about arrangement. You want at least three versions of the part. One main groove, one reduced version, one fill or transition version. That way you can shape the track across 8-bar and 16-bar sections without rebuilding from scratch every time. For example, you might start with a light intro version, then bring in the full groove at the drop. Then strip it back mid-phrase so the arrangement breathes. Then reintroduce a dirtier, more saturated version, with a short reverse pickup into the next section. That kind of subtraction and return is very much part of classic DNB arrangement language. It keeps the track moving without overcrowding it. If you want to go further, use mute groups or chain rack variation so you can switch quickly between versions while writing. You can also build tiny microfill banks from your resampled audio and trigger them at the end of phrases. That gives you a really strong performance-based workflow. A few things to avoid. Don't layer too many rhythm parts on top of the break. If the groove is fighting the main break, the fix is usually fewer notes, not more processing. Don't over-quantize everything. A little timing looseness is often what makes jungle feel alive. Don't over-compress the layer. If the transients disappear, the part loses its edge. And don't make the resample too clean. This style thrives on character, instability, and a little roughness. If you want darker, heavier energy, there are a few pro moves worth trying. You can run parallel distortion on a send and blend it in lightly. You can use narrow band filtering with resonance to build tension before a drop. You can print one pass with the low end removed and another with the top emphasized, then blend them differently across the arrangement. You can also use tiny reverse fragments before a hit to create that nasty pre-impact feel. That works really well in darker jungle edits. And one more important detail. Check the layer at full volume and at low monitoring levels. If the groove disappears quietly, it may need stronger transient contrast or less masking from the main break. So to recap, the workflow is this. Source a funk percussion loop, slice it in simpler, program a supportive rhythm, resample the performance, process it on a bus, automate it for arrangement movement, resample again, and then use those printed results as fills, switch ups, and texture layers. That is how a single hot pants style sample becomes a full DNB percussion system. For your practice, try building three versions of the same layer, one dry groove, one dirty resample, one transition weapon. Then test them against a chopped amen, a sub and res bass line, and a DJ style intro into a drop. If you do that, you'll start hearing exactly how this workflow supports jungle energy, old school movement, and modern mix discipline all at the same time. All right, that's the lesson. Now go build something nasty, resample it, and make the break talk back.